Governor Andrew Cuomo held negotiations between the MTA and union officials into the night and through this morning at his Midtown Manhattan office. At a news conference this afternoon, he announced the good news.
It's my pleasure to announce today that we have settled a four-year dispute dealing with the Long Island Railroad labor unions and an agreement with the railroad and the MTA. This is a compromise by both parties after four long years. Compromise by definition means that neither side gets everything that they wanted to get, but it means that we reach an agreement and we can move forward.
Eight unions representing 5,400 Long Island Railroad workers threatened to strike this weekend unless an agreement was reached. The workers sought a new deal since 2010. The governor said negotiations were balanced.
We wanted fair compensation for valued employees, and we wanted to make sure that the MTA didn't need to raise fares and had the funds necessary to manage the system long term. And I believe that we did that.
Details of the agreement were not immediately announced, but the governor laid out an outline for a 17% increase for current employees.
How do you pay for it without raising fares and without jeopardizing the capital plan for the MTA? That's where savings had to be identified, and they were primarily identified in the areas of health care costs for all employees, and then for new employees, wage progression, pension cost, and health costs.
Metropolitan Transit Authority Chairman Thomas Prendergast said the deal provides a fair and reasonable contract. It protects commuters and the fiscal health of the MTA. He said negotiations kept what is most important in mind.
The needs of the customer and meeting our own individual responsibilities. In order to do that, it required a compromise on the part of all parties. Because you may not be able to achieve exactly what you want, but in the spirit of getting to a deal that's fair and reasonable, takes care of the needs of the employees, protects the commuters, and MTA's long-term financial stability, that is what's required. And that's what we were able to accomplish.
Chief union negotiator Anthony Simon said his membership was reluctant to strike, but a tough stance was necessary in order to get an agreement.
This was about the riders. This was definitely about the riders. The labor leaders here today have said that. I could not have done it without these great leaders that we work side by side with. We cared about the riding public. We cared about the financial stability of the railroad, as well as our members and their financial stability. This definitely is a fair contract. It's a compromise by all parties to make sure that we continue down the road of a safe and reliable system. And we will continue to do that until we leave this agency. Every one of us in this room always believed that we can get to a deal and protect the riding public.
Simon said it was a long road, a tough road, but he said he's confident the membership will agree to the deal. Earlier this week, it appeared a strike was likely when union negotiators and the MTA officials said they had reached an impasse. Yes, it created agita, said Cuomo when asked by CBS News about the effect of the pending strike.
Did you use the word agita, Marcia Kramer? Do you really know what agita means, Marcia Kramer? You just... There was a high degree of agita over the past few days. For those of you who know what agita is, it's sort of like tsuris, the Italians would say. The good news is there could have been a lot more agita next week. Next week, if there was a strike, it would have been a really problematic situation on the highest level. So this is very good news.
Then the union and the MTA signed the tentative agreement. It needs to be ratified by the unions by August 15th. Then it goes to the MTA board. The MTA chief said the agreement would be approved.